How to keep ad dollars flowing to TV? Target those ads, just like they do on the internet, of course. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. TV is still the big dog when it comes to advertising and eyeballs, but it's slipping. Advertisers are moving their dollars online fast, mostly to Facebook and Google, because those platforms can use personal information to target ads specifically based on what you're interested in. But the next frontier in TV ads is coming at you. AT&T just completed its purchase of Time Warner and also launched an ambitious new ad tech strategy. It wants to take all that data it has from wireless subscribers, AT&T set-top boxes, and its internet services, and use it to deliver way more targeted ads on television. Let's dig into how this would work in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a closer look at a big tech story. Janine Poggi is a media reporter for Ad Age, which follows the advertising industry. I asked her what the goal is.
Now they're looking to be hyper-targeted. So, for instance, saying, okay, well, we really want to target a household income of $100,000 and people who, in the next 6 months, their lease is going to expire on their car and they'll be out in the market looking for a new car. So taking, you know, really deep dive and using data to more precisely find audiences.
So what will this look like to a consumer? If I'm an AT&T television subscriber or if I'm a Time Warner subscriber and I'm watching broadcast TV, how might this appear to me?
Yeah. So what AT&T has said it's looking to do is, one, is there's the ability to reduce commercial loads. So it could mean fewer commercials. It also means the ability to connect your mobile devices, your AT&T mobile devices, to what you're watching on TV. So for example, if you're watching a show, it might not cut to commercial. Instead, there might be, you know, a little box or icon at the bottom of the screen for, you know, a new car. And then that could connect over to your mobile device. And instead of interrupting the show and watching a commercial, you might get more information on your mobile device instead. So it's this ability to connect mobile and television. I think that perhaps might be the most interesting moving forward.
And then what about the privacy question? I mean, I think people are just starting to kind of realize how powerful this technology is and start to feel uncomfortable with it. And if they start having that same experience on television, is that likely to be a turnoff? What are privacy advocates saying about this?
Some of this is actually happening now, and you just wouldn't really know it. You know, there is the capability for cable operators to essentially send specific ads to households through, you know, the set-top box. It's called addressable advertising, and you can actually target by household. But I think at the end of the day, people are more inclined to watch content with advertising that is more targeted and more relevant to them. People are still on Facebook. You know, how many people, you know, do you know that are saying, okay, I deleted my account despite all of the data privacy concerns there? I think that there is, in general, more of a willingness to do some of these things.
So currently, there is addressable advertising, which is that my cable company has what? Gathered information about what I watch through my cable box and then can do some of that.
So, right. So your cable operator. So yeah. So like a Charter, for example, right? They sell 2 minutes of commercial time per hour, and they can use that 2 minutes of commercial time to send, you know, their households more specific commercials that are relevant to them. So, you know, when you sign up, you know, obviously they have your credit card information and they have other, you know, data points on you from, you know, just signing up for their service. So they have that and then they match it to the household and can serve, you know, commercials specifically to you. But that's much on a much smaller scale because that's happening, you know, from the individual cable operators. So, you know, it's about making this more of national opportunities to be able to reach, you know, bigger audiences, but in a targeted way.
And then they can potentially show fewer ads because the ads, advertisers will be willing to pay more for those more highly targeted ads.
Yep, because there is more of a guarantee that the advertiser will be reaching the very specific consumer that they want and need. There is, you know, the understanding that they would be, you know, charging more for these ads, so they'd be paying more. So in turn, they can now shrink the ad loads to make up, you know, for the cost.
What is your sense of how advertisers feel about this? Does it seem like it's promising?
I mean, advertisers, of course, are always eager to use more data to know who they're targeting, to get better metrics of results. So they want to know, you know, to be able to measure and say, okay, I delivered this message to this consumer. Did they go into a car dealership and take a test drive? Did they, you know, download a coupon? Did they make a purchase? And this will all also help with metrics and sort of proving out that TV ads work.
Who's the competition that AT&T is targeting here? Is this a play for, you know, taking advertisers away from the big duopoly, Google and Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely about competing with Google and Facebook. More and more, you know, TV advertising has been shifting to digital because digital has this ability to target, you know, much more precisely than TV typically has in the past. And I think that, you know, the goal here really with what AT&T is doing, and they really want to bring in other, you know, rival TV networks and distributors as well. Like, they're looking to really work with the whole industry, and this has to be an industry effort to really take on Google and Facebook to, you know, bring money back into TV.
That's Janine Poggi from Ad Age. What do you think? Do you want targeted ads on TV, even if it means fewer of them? Email us and let us know at mptech@marketplace.org. Matt Purdy produces Marketplace Tech each day. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Jody Becker is sitting in this week. Dan Powell and Sarah Bruguer are our engineers. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. You trust Marketplace to cover more than business news. You rely on us to connect the dots between complex economic issues and why they matter to you. To keep public service journalism going strong, please go to marketplace.org today and become a Marketplace investor with a donation in any amount. We appreciate your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.